Okay, well, Matt Gregory is here in our postgame show. As the Norse win 108-49, and I guess we had a little technical problem there right in the middle of what we were talking about. I don't think we need to recall everything you said, but the girls did have some goals set for them, and you met, and for the most part, you did.
Yes, yep. We had some good assists. We shared the ball pretty well. We lowered our turnovers. We made some free throws. Obviously, going 7-for-7 from the line was pretty good. I just got to give a testament to the Truman team as well, though. I mean, playing most of the season with five ladies is just tough. So it's a credit to their heart and determination to finish out a season. I was talking to their coach at halftime. He said he had eight ladies just kind of start, and as you know, the half goes on, you lose a few to maybe injuries or some unforeseen circumstances. But he told me that they were never going to cancel a game. They're going to play five strong as best they could, and they did that, and I really, really appreciate that, because normally a lot of teams, they don't really want to focus on non-conference games when they have that less of ladies.
Well, look at in the 3 years of the Bay College women's basketball program, how many games we've had canceled on us.
Yeah.
We've never canceled one either at Bay.
No, we haven't, even when we had seven girls ourselves in the first year of the season. So, I mean, it's just got to have that determination and drive just to get better, and I'm glad Truman is moving forward to have that same mindset.
Yeah, and those girls, I mean, they got to be tired, man. They didn't, you know, get a break, obviously, with only five girls. So
Right. This is an opportunity to obviously work on some things as well as a coach, you know, draw up some few things new on the fly so we kind of be prepared that way too, and just kind of like having that ethical to, you know, have a little bit of sportsmanship to kind of give the other team a little bit of more of a break, just because we know they need it, and just something to kind of show a little bit of sportsmanship is good too.
So you end the season on a three-game winning streak, and now everybody's going to be 0-0 when we start up in 2 weeks.
Right, so we've got to go back, like I said, back to getting at it and getting after each other. We know we have to put a lot more pressure on each other in practice and focus on those things that we need to really tighten up a lot. So from here on out, it's win or go home, Jack.
It is. Well, we're going to be home regardless, but we don't want to go home as in not play again, right?
You are correct, sir.
All right, you want to give some shout-outs? I know your wife has been with you down here.
Yep, she was here at last game. She was very, very, I guess, nice enough to come down and watch us play on her birthday, Valentine's Day, lucky me. And but she had a great time, and I'm going to celebrate some of her birthday stuff on Sunday tomorrow. So,
well, congratulations on the win, and now you get to go do your evening job.
Yep, go work for the guys. They had an awesome, awesome game last night, and hopefully you can keep going forward with that and have a good game against Truman today.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.